Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Israel is a place where, for me and for so many others, everything comes together. The dots are connected. Our past, our present, and our future all come together in Israel. We're going to be talking about this amazing place on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. There's so much to talk about, it's hard to know even where to begin. We can talk about so many of the inventions, medical and otherwise, that are literally revolutionizing medicine and every other area of technology around the world, including treatments for diabetes and cancer and so many other things. We could spend weeks just talking about that. We could spend, Matt, so much time talking about some of the new discoveries that are happening in Israel. It's amazing. This is a place where history is just below your feet. And oftentimes, these archaeologists are able to discover it, and you're able to see some of these sites. Like, for example, Caesarea Maritima, Caesarea by the Sea, where the Apostle Paul was taken, where he appealed to Caesar. Back in the 60s or so, even in the 70s and some of the 80s, that was mostly under sand from the blowing sand of the seashore. And now you can tour these amazing facilities. In fact, even Beit Shean, Matt, where you can tour this amazing place where Saul and his sons literally were taken and hanged on the outside of the wall. This was one of the cities of the 10 cities that Jesus talks about, the Decapolis that you read in the New Testament. Until the mid-1980s, it was all underground.
They also discovered where Mary Magdalene is from, wasn't it? That's a,
Mary
a, more,
Magdalene.
A more recent discovery.
And
that's
in
amazing.
That area, in that same place, only a few years old, there is a first century synagogue.
Yeah, I remember
with
that.
With original
wow.
tile.
It's beautiful.
Original painting, 2,000 years old. And it's no doubt a synagogue that Jesus visited because this is where Mary Magdalene, Mary of Migdal, that's where she grew up. And Jesus preached in the synagogues in the Galilee, and this was one of those synagogues.
Yeah, it's such an amazing time when you're over there and you're actually walking where Jesus walked and where he taught and where he lived. And these different people that you read about in the Bible, to actually be there, there's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it. And in fact, an article that we just posted on the Christians in Defense of Israel Facebook, our Facebook for Christians in Defense of Israel, is an article about some archaeological findings at Shiloh. Shiloh was the place where the Ark of the Covenant was taken, and it was the place where Joshua parceled out the Promised Land to the 12 tribes of Israel, and also the place where the tabernacle of the Lord stood for so long. Now they have uncovered a place. It's not definitive yet, but it is a place where they believe that the Ark of the Covenant was placed. Now, they haven't found the Ark of the Covenant, but it's a raised platform on which something like that. We do know that Shiloh is the place. Mm. It's the same Shiloh now as it was in the Bible. This is the place where the Ark of the Covenant was. And now they've discovered some amazing discoveries in that area.
And I love how God is doing this. He's allowing little bits and pieces of biblical history that naysayers have often said, oh, well, there's no proof of that. There's no, you know, more recently, for instance, finding that at the site of Sodom and Gomorrah, that the archaeological evidence proves that there was a massive explosion and that fire and brimstone rained down on the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, destroying the city, which again just reaffirms the biblical story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
And they have discovered that a lot of this minerals and other kinds of things in Sodom and Gomorrah, they were melted by some extremely hot cataclysmic event. And it's exactly, you know,
right.
what the Bible talks about is how fire rained down from heaven.
Right.
And they're hypothesizing, of course, we don't know how that happened, but that an asteroid coming down over Sodom and Gomorrah exploded, and that extreme heat and the debris rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah. They say that it would have caused this extreme heat and literally vaporized so much and melted things, including, you know, it's just amazing what they're discovering.
Well, Matt, didn't you actually visit a woman's home where they found like an entire temple underneath?
They found there's a home that was built right there by the Temple Mount right after 1967 when Jerusalem was unified. And underneath of it, they got permission to do archaeological digs. So below the foundation, about 30 to 40 feet below, there's this big cavern that they dug out individually, rock by rock, and they've gone down to pre-BC.
I mean, they have pots and all kinds of
things. They have all kinds of things. They have a huge mikveh, which is a ceremonial cleansing place where we ultimately get our baptisms, and that's what they had there. It's amazing. There are rings that are discovered within the last maybe 10 years now, and these are the signet rings in the city of David of the same people who are mentioned in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was preaching and prophesying to the leaders of Jerusalem that because of their sin, the nation of Babylon was going to come against them, and the only way that they needed to survive or would be able to survive is if they gave themselves, surrendered basically. Well, that's not a good message people want to hear. So these individuals conspired and got Jeremiah thrown into a pit right there in the city of David. Now we have discovered their signet rings of the same people in the same place where they were with the prophet Jeremiah. You know, we have taken many Christian college-age students to Israel, and it literally is a life-changing event to take them to the place of the scriptures and connect with our faith in our past, our present, and our future. But we also have a group going March 31 through April 9, and that is for anyone. Not just Christian college students. We have our Covenant Journey program that is only for Christian college students that are leaders. And the one that we're doing March 31 through April 9, you still have time to get involved in that and be a part of it. Anita and I will be on that tour of Israel. If you've been, this is unlike any other tour because we really want you not just to see the rocks and trees and the mountains, but to experience God. Just like the 12 spies, only two of them experienced God. All 12 saw the same thing. Only two experienced God, Joshua and Caleb. And we want you to see all of those sights, but we want you to experience God and go deeper in your faith and your understanding of the scriptures. You can be a part of that by going to cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org/tour, cidisrael.org/tour, or you can call 407-875-1948, 407-875-1948. That's the Christians in Defense of Israel phone number and also the website.
You can get baptized in the Jordan River. Think about that. That's a life-changing experience. It's amazing. Have all those little fish tickle your feet. But to be where actually where Jesus and John the Baptist were, it's amazing.
It is amazing. We'll be there at the Sea of Galilee. And we'll be staying, actually, right there on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Mm-hmm. You can go out, open up your door, and there is the Sea of Galilee. We'll take a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee. Wow. We'll be at Caesarea Philippi, and we'll give an amazing teaching there because that's where Jesus took his disciples and asked the question, who do people say that I am? And you'll find out why he asked that and why it was so important there as opposed to anyplace else. Mm-hmm. We'll go to the Garden of Gethsemane, the Mount of Olives, and we'll go to the place called the Ecce Homo, behold the man, or the Praetorium. This is where Jesus was taken before Pontius Pilate, and it's the original first century floor.
Wow.
There's nothing like it to be able to journey. So journey with us. You can go to cidisrael.org/tour. We leave the United States March 31, and we return on the 9th of April, March 31 through April 9. Pray for Israel and pray for the peace of Israel. For more information, you can visit the website, cidisrael.org cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org for Christians in Defense of Israel, cidisrael.org. You can also visit the Facebook for Christians in Defense of Israel as well. Pray for the ministry, pray for Israel, and be a voice, and also journey with us for a life-changing experience in the Holy Land.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.